interdisciplinary teams and communication and surveillance. The first step of a successful and effective surveillance program is for the IP to assemble an interdisciplinary team. The team members should be drawn from throughout the facility's departments: administration, patient care services, medical staff, nursing, pharmacy, laboratory services, quality assurance and performance improvement, QAPI, and information/data management services. The broad range of expertise offered by interdisciplinary teams ensures that the IP and their team can respond quickly to institute IPC measures when necessary. By building a team that transcends departmental boundaries, the IP can draw from a deeper well of experience and expertise than would otherwise be possible, thereby improving the chances that the risk assessment and surveillance program will address the correct events and issues. Surveillance programs in healthcare organizations should be integrated to include infection prevention and control, performance improvement, patient safety, emergency preparedness, and public health activities. Effective surveillance requires IPs to be skilled communicators and collaborators able to work with internal and external stakeholders. Surveillance and risk assessment are inextricably linked, as each informs the other. The surveillance team looks to the risk assessment to identify infections, processes, and events that pose the greatest risk to patients, staff, and visitors. The team then designs its surveillance program accordingly. Risk assessments are addressed elsewhere. IPs should share surveillance findings with frontline staff, facility leadership, and all other stakeholders involved in infection prevention, risk assessment, and QAPI. This ensures that there is a broad surveillance net, with informed individuals throughout the facility aware of any risks that might arise. Indeed, frontline staff are often among the first to identify clusters and outbreaks or unusual infections and diagnoses. Ensuring that information about surveillance goals and objectives is shared with others therefore enhances the IP surveillance efforts. Key point: IPC surveillance is a collaborative exercise. An IP does not, and should not, work alone. It is essential that they assemble an interdisciplinary team with a broad range of relevant skills and expertise. Given the potential scope of a surveillance program, surveillance activities can require dedicated resources, depending on the method chosen to conduct it. The IP should make sure that members of the interdisciplinary team who will be participating in surveillance activities have the time and resources needed to conduct their regular work activities in addition to their surveillance responsibilities and any necessary control measures that may arise. By effectively collaborating with members of the interdisciplinary team, the IP can draw on a wide range of expertise and skill sets to meet each of these steps in a timely manner,